Op-ed by city native and jazz musician Wynton Marsalis urging the removal of the monuments. Many have argued it was an appropriate response to the killing of 9 black church parishioners that year in Charleston, South Carolina, by avowed white supremacist Dylan Roof. Weeks after that attack, South Carolina removed the Confederate battle flag from its state capitol. Back to today, New Orleans plans to store the statues until it finds an appropriate location for them. But their removal has angered opponents who see this as suppressing or rewriting history in the service of political correctness.
Many years later, when historians or politicians declare a war unjust or immoral, does that negate the ultimate price these soldiers and families paid? Soldiers do not make policy. Elected leaders do.
A lot of this people are against are either not from here originally and don't understand our culture. And a lot of people even from here don't know their history.
Last week in Baton Rouge, the Louisiana State House passed HB 71, which would require a referendum before any military monument could be renamed or removed. In a show of defiance, black caucus members walked out after the vote. Meanwhile, last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, torch-bearing protesters, including white nationalist Richard Spencer, marched against the removal of a Robert E. Lee statue there. The Southern Poverty Law Center counts more than 700 Confederate monuments and statues on public lands across the country. The vast majority of those are in the South. So is this the right approach for dealing with the darker sides of U.S. history? I'm joined now by two men who have wrestled with this very question. Brian Stevenson is founder and executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative. He's helping build a national monument to the victims of lynching in Montgomery, Alabama. And Walter Isaacson is a historian and writer and president of the Aspen Institute. Welcome to you both. Walter, I'd like to start with you first. You are a native of New Orleans. You were there when they're bringing Robert E. Lee down off his pedestal today. What do you make of the city's moves?